This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, March 10th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. President Donald Trump dismissing business concerns over the uncertainty caused by his planned tariff on a range of American trading partners and the prospect of higher prices, not ruling out the possibility of even a recession this year. Secretary of State Marco Rubio today said the Trump administration had finished its 6 weeks purge of programs in the six-decade-old U.S. Agency for International Development, said he would move the 18% of aid and development programs that survived under the State Department. Today, Ontario's premier announced that effective today, it's charging 25% more for electricity to 1.5 million Americans in response to President Trump's trade war threat. Ontario provides electricity to Minnesota, New York, and Michigan. More than 300 organizations now have sent a letter to health and agriculture environment leaders in D.C. calling for sound science and data to be used by the Make America Healthy Again Commission in upcoming evaluations for products essential to food and agriculture. The USDA's March supply demand report is due tomorrow. Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net says he's not looking for fireworks.
It's typically a little more on the benign side. Most people are looking forward to the March 31st planting intentions and quarterly stocks report. You know, the average trade guess is a slight reduction as far as corn stocks. I think most folks are trading something below 154, and the assumption, of course, is that corn exports are better. They are significantly better than what they would need to be able to reach that goal, but I just don't think they're going to make a whole lot of changes.
Bennett doesn't think the Ag Outlook Forum's numbers for U.S. acreage or production will impact planting decisions.
The problem, Jeff, is you've seen that ratio stabilize somewhat from soybeans to corn. The unfortunate reality, though, is that most, if not all, growers, especially in the Midwest, can't even get a $10 bean for bid for fall beans. And so even though corn has slid, beans have slid as well. And overall, the profitability, I believe, for most producers is still being looked at as a little more favorable as far as corn's concerned versus soybeans. We all know the U.S. grower likes to grow corn. So most likely, there hasn't been a whole lot of a shift in mentality there. I think if you would take beans above 1050, moving towards 11 as far as new crops concerned, you might buy a few acres, but clearly that would be a pretty big move right now.
Bennett says the whipsaw impact of tariffs on markets has swung prices in either direction day to day, but even in a volatile week last week, prices didn't change much.
In last week, of course, you saw the market rebound substantially after you said you're going to roll these back another month. I mean, last week, we basically took the market to the lowest levels we'd seen since about January the 4th or 5th, you know, and then you rallied corn just last week about 26 cents, 27 cents off the lows just for the week, and a lot of that had to do with the fact that people felt like we were buying more time. And it's not only that we're buying more time, it's just this trend continues of, hey, we're going to try to figure this thing out as far as what these tariffs might ultimately mean. And I think what a lot of people understand is there's still a lot of negotiating behind closed doors that's going on. So I don't know that you can sit here and get super frustrated and think that all is lost, because there's still a lot going on.
In the financials, the U.S. stock market sold off deeper today, flirting with its worst day in years as Wall Street is questioning how much pain President Trump will let the economy endure. The S&P down roughly 9% from its all-time high set on February 19th. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their goals and challenges. From research and development to create innovative products to digital solutions to reduce water use and create healthy soil, we work hand in hand with America's men and women who feed and power the world. When the American farmer has a successful crop, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngenta-us.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.